she sits and she weeps all alone in a prison disguised as a flower. She was bought by a lord for her wealth and her land. She was sold by her father for power. Now she who was free as a bird in the wood is caged in a prison of gold. And Winklip she mourns for the life she has lost, a wild swan that no one could hold. Below in the hall where her lord sits to drink, he boasts how he conquered her pride. Just a touch of the stick, did she not run away as she did as a child? Oh, she tried. But I was prepared for her tricks, you have seen. I've no forest, just croplands and fields. All my horses are guarded, my sentries alert, and against elf magic cold iron shields. We caught her before she was out of the gate, and I taught her to never try more. But what I get, I will hold. He was raising his cup when a sentry appeared at the door. There's a mountebank, sir, a magician, he said, that for shelter and hope of reward, says he'll entertain you, sir, and all of your guests. Well, is he any good? Asks the lord. Why, judge for yourself, cried the mage at the door. Though whence he came no one could say. And with that he began to produce wondrous things, such marvels their breath stole away. When at last he was done, they shook off their trance, and the lord tossed him gold with a smile, saying, well done, sir mage, would my lady were here, but she finds evening gatherings a trial. Good my lord, said the mage with a low humble bow, though his eyes were not humble at all. I pledge in the morning before I depart, in the meadow in front of your hall, I will show you more wonders than you have yet seen. Bid your lady come watch if she will. She will come, said the lord, I'll escort her myself. Though the mage smiled, his eyes were cold still. Came the morning, assembled in front of the hall, where all that could get leave to be. And the lord and his lady, his grip on her arm, leaving bruises where no one could see. The mage moved his hands, and the crowd hushed its noise, each one staring as hard as he could. And at last she looked up, and he gestured once more, and the people froze still where they stood. Now he walked to the lady, a smile on his lips, and a tenderer smile in his eyes. And he took both her hands, and he said, you are free. What, do you find this a surprise? You once the friend of the feathered and furred, and found yourself trapped in the net. You were beloved of the forest's fair folk. Did you think that your friends would forget? With cold iron this brute kept the elf lords at bay. Cold iron stops their magic, it's true. But they called upon me, who am also their friend, and I am as human as you. Now come, and he drew her away from the lord, who never more her lord would be. For the joy in her face, he'd have risked 10 times worse. Then he cast the last spell to set them free. Now as though from deep slumber the people awoke, at his side then the lord felt alack. Saw his lady was gone, well then over his hall flew 2 wild swans, white and black. black.